Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. It is Tuesday, October the 8th, 2019. Welcome in to the grid, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. It is time to make it rain this week for you, doing our best to point you in the right direction on what is going to be a great. They're all good, but this week is especially going to be a whole lot of fun because not only do we have not just one, but we've got ourselves two Game 5 situations, postseason baseball, do or die. Loser goes home, winner advances. Guys, it does not get any better and more intense than October Game 5, Game 7 situations in Major League Baseball, and we've got them, and we've also got it where a lot of teams will have their aces lined up for these Game 5s. It'll happen, of course, tomorrow when Flaherty will take the mound for the St. Louis Cards as they took down the Atlanta Braves yesterday in just an amazing extra-inning game. St. Louis never dying. And, of course, he'll take on Soroka for Atlanta, the rookie phenom there who has been the ace all year long. And then, oh, yeah, don't look now, Walker Buehler back on the mound for the Dodgers at home, taking on Steven Strasburg, the other ace for the Nationals. None of it gets any better than that. Mano y mano, let's go. Our best versus your best. Could not have asked for it to line up a better way. And, of course, while all of these teams, including the Rays and the Astros today, or tonight, rather, at 7 o'clock, get to see if they can extend that series back to Houston. The Yankees are they're still popping corks here as they once again take down the Minnesota damn Twins for not one, not two. But, Dan, at some point, if you are a Minnesota Twins fan, I don't know that I feel worse for a fan base. It's bad enough that you've lost a record 16 straight postseason games. But 13 of those 16 come at the hands of the damn Yankees. And it's just, it's brutal, man. I mean, I feel bad. They had a couple of opportunities in that game, Dane, to blow it open against the Yankees last night. And in typical Yankee fashion, they ripped the hearts out of the Twins fans because it's either a great play, it's a great pitch, it's a great catch. Ultimately, I think the biggest takeaway, though, if I'm a Yankee fan, Severino looked damn good there last night. Did he not, Dane?
You sure I did. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, degenerate, to make it rain. Let's cock-a-doodle. Do it. He sure did, Joe. Let me tell you something. I mean, Aaron Judge with lunging catches in right center field, needing all of his 6'8 to do so. Them bringing out reliever after reliever. I mean, Joe, after the fifth inning, it looked like a damn all-star game, right? You know, and if any one of these guys get in trouble, and by trouble, I mean like having a man on base, then let's bring in another all-star reliever. It's all good. Yo, Joe, I mean, listen, about 4 weeks ago, right, when people were worrying about playoff positioning, I told you right off the bat, I would rather see Minnesota and not have home field advantage against Houston for this exact reason. I was like, bring Minnesota. We have their number. Yankees fans should start to charge rent inside Minnesota Twins fans' heads if you want to know the truth. And you say there's no other team? Joe, I'd feel the same way almost usually about the Oakland A's, who we have a similar record against in the postseason. But this is great. You're right. The fact that Severino, and he got, what did he have, like 80 pitches yesterday and looking good. So it makes me think that he can start to be stretched out for a next series, which is going to be a little bit tougher sledding. But by the way, my favorite person on earth today is Diego Castillo. Let's go, Diego Castillo. Because if this bad boy goes five for Houston and Tampa, Joe, then, you know, they're going to have to use their guys and their rotation, get all out of whack, because I believe game five would be Thursday, with game one of the ALCS on Saturday, and the Yankees are ready to go with Paxton, then Tanaka, then Severino, and that bullpen will be rested and ready to go.
It's a good point. I mean, today Verlander's going on short rest. If Tampa Bay is able to pull this out here today at home and squeak a win out, well, Gerrit Cole will be on full day's rest, but that means, let's assume the Astros win, guys, that means Zach Greinke will be the number one starter for the Yankees series, and that's advantage Yanks, because I don't know if you guys noticed this yesterday, and Zach Greinke has shown us in his entire career, he's not great in the postseason. He is not what they would consider a big game pitcher like, I don't know, Charlie damn Morton at 35 years old.
Charlie freaking Morton.
4-0 in elimination games. 0.95 ERA. This guy is an absolute money pitcher. Say what you want about Snell and Glasnow, and they got a lot of youth and a lot of great pitching on that team. But Charlie is the definition of a damn ace. That is a money pitcher. I would take Charlie Morton on the mound, back against the wall, any day at 35 years old. Dude, it was impressive, to say the least, watching Charlie work.
Yeah, absolutely. And remember, Joe, the last time, I think it was game two, where it was Morton and Cole, we were joking about the first five total, right?
Yes.
We saw
it
at 3.5. We saw it at 4.5. It didn't matter, Joe, because correct me if I'm wrong, after five innings, game two was zip-zip after five innings. And I would expect more of the same, especially, Joe, in game five, everybody, and, you know, we may not get there. We'll see again tonight, obviously. But, you know, I believe everybody's going to be grinding those bat handles into sawdust in a potential game five, and we're going to start to see some of that, you know, on Wednesday, like you said. And let's not even worry about that tomorrow. You know, Strasburg and Bueller, Flaherty, and I think they're going Foltynewicz, not Soroka. And Folty had a great outing also earlier in the series. Listen, Joe, you're absolutely right. The playoffs are in full tilt, middle of October, conference football, MLS playoffs, and boy, do we got week six with the byes coming in. And, you know, some teams are starting to announce themselves in the NFL as well.
It's so unique here with this five-game series set right now, because it definitely benefits a team like, oh, I don't know, the Yankees taking care of business in three games. They get to sit back. The going 4 and 5 games messes with the rotations at this time of year, makes it a little bit difficult, because I got news for you. In either of these games, guys, Kershaw's available. Ryu's available for the Dodgers. Soroka's available. You got everybody is getting ready, could go into this game. Could really be an advantage for the teams that advance. Like, I don't know, the Yankees, who are sitting and waiting. Well, so will we. We can't wait to see what happens. All right, we'll talk some Baker Mayfield as I throw up. We'll do that coming up. Let's make it rain, people.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Kerry Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
There I go, thinking of you again.
Brown fans rejoice. Cleveland Brown backers begin the regurgitation because it was ugly as ass last night in this game.
And he's got this running game working, as you see with Matt Breida. And look at the speed on Breida. What a way to start it. 83-yard touchdown. And up wide, coming off that right tackle, edge to the end zone, and that is a touchdown, and it's Breida again. Landry and Beckham Jr. to the left. He looks to the right, and it is intercepted off the deflection. It is Williams, and he's on the go. Kaywan Williams cutting back to midfield. Tevin Coleman now at running back.
Welcome back.
As he will try to get it to the outside, catches the seam, and into the end zone, Coleman. Second and 9, 4-man rush, score it, Kittle.
Sure.
Yeah, that's, I know, I apologize, but those all those highlights seem to be around the 49ers, mostly because there were no Cleveland Brown highlights. A shocked on every level, undisciplined, uncontrolled. Just the list goes down of everything that the Browns have represented over these years of, you know, futility here came to life again last night for this team. And I don't want to say that we told you guys, but we were trying strictly from a market standpoint, from a betting perspective, we told you that last night offered you the opportunity, a very rare opportunity, kind of like a unicorn opportunity, Dane, where the public actually backed the underdog, which gave the professional bettors an opportunity to not only fade the public, but by doing it, getting the favorites. It, you know, that is the kind, that is a professional sports bettor's wet dream, so to speak. They look for that. They don't come around often because the public loves their favorites. But the fact that the public was all over the hype machine that is the Cleveland Browns and the opportunity to back the better coach, the better team, the better situation at home. It was staring everybody in the face.
Bye, Joe.
Bye, that's what I mean. Better situation at home, better coach, you know, an extra week to prepare. And yeah, people were hemming and hawing about the five number. And again, back to our point, Dane, about point spreads. Under seven guys, most of the time, it don't matter. I heard stats yesterday being thrown my way about, oh, well, the 49ers over the last 5 years, what the hell does that have to do with coming off a bye, having the better coach at home? And, oh, yeah, last I checked in, and I counted last night, 5 number one draft picks on that defensive side of the ball for the San Francisco 49ers. They are, and anybody that was questioning, I don't know if they're good. Oh, well, I'll tell you this. They're better than the Cleveland Browns by a long shot, Dane. Typical Cleveland Brown. Everything that we have said was wrong with this team, and it starts, Dane, to me, with one thing and one thing only.
Freddie Kitchens.
Coaching. It starts with Freddie Kitchens, and unfortunately, guys, Baker Mayfield, he is never going to get better. This is not going to get better unless you get him with a real coach. Freddie Kitchens is not a real coach. He is a guy that can't game plan, can't make adjustments, and can't put guys with all that talent in a position to succeed. It'll begin and end with Freddie Kitchens, and I do think the next 2 weeks, Dane, we've got Seattle, we've got New England with Cleveland. Yeah, they could be 2-5 to start the year here, Dane, and then that's when the wheels begin to fall off if they're not already falling off.
Yeah, you know, Joe, all season leading up to this, you and I both were on the same idea on these Cleveland Browns. Yes, they have talent, okay? But this is the first time in, 15, 20 years, they'll also have some expectations around them. And we were wondering, with the diva in that locker room at the quarterback and wide receiver position and the new head coach, what would they do when adversity hit? We got glimpses of this. Remember when Freddie Kitchens was talking about if there's leakers to the media that him and John Dorsey will fire them? Well, that theory may get tested, because I agree with you, Joe. They're 2-3 now, and those next two games you just outlined are no easy shake. So it is possible. And who will stop the avalanche from rolling downhill? That has always been my question. Now, Booger McFarland, you and I joke about him, but he did say something that related to Freddie Kitchens that I thought was a really good point, Joe. Last year, he was their damn running backs coach. He wasn't an offensive coordinator. He was their running backs coach. He went from having a room of four guys that he had to manage to managing the entire organization. And that, I think, could be a little bit too much to bite off. You know, usually these coaches are what? Former head coaches, are coordinators, are head coaches from college. This is a huge jump for Freddie Kitchens. Now, I know he's a player's coach and he was cool with Baker and all that, but I don't know if that's going to get the job done. And you know, Gabe and I, we always joke on In Game Live about like the scripted first 15 plays and how what they need to do is get, you know, Nick Chubb going. The first play, Joe, was an Odell Beckham throw. You know what I mean? There was a long point in time where Odell Beckham was the leading passer of the team. Odell had passing yards and rushing yards before Baker had any passing yards. It was absolutely ridiculous. But I'll tell you the truth, Joe, because I haven't been on this Cleveland team. You and I yesterday talked about Baltimore or Cleveland for the AFC North. I think the story of this game, and I hope we talk about it a little bit more, is not how bad Cleveland looked or what a joke Cleveland could be, but people have to start to stand up and take notice about how good this 49ers team is, and they can hit you in a number of ways, Joe. They are built in the exact way that, you know, we were talking about, oh, Matt Ryan, Phillip Rivers, Jared Goff, they're putting it up 45, 50 times. Not this San Francisco 49er team, Joe. 275 yards on the ground. Tevin Coleman coming back. We've seen them do this before this season. This is for real, Joe.
Everything about that game last night, it represents those that were so heavy on Cleveland. It really did shine a light on some of the mistakes you can make as a sports investor, Dane. You fall into traps, whether you want to believe it or not, subconsciously, because, especially those of you on the East Coast, you don't know anything about the 49ers. Let's all be reasonable. You probably couldn't name five people on that defense, offense, coaching staff, like, outside of, I think I know Kyle Shanahan, Jimmy Garoppolo, not been exposed to the 49ers, but you have certainly been exposed to Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns. You even got TV exposed to them putting up a 40-burger last week on what everybody thought was a great Ravens defense, which turns out, guys, is not that great. We know this, okay? It's not, there's no question. But what you did was, is whether you believe it or not, you were influenced by what you saw. And we talk about recency bias. Don't fall trap. Well, you automatically discounted the San Francisco 49ers because, oh, they haven't beaten anybody. Well, guess what? They beat the Cleveland Browns. And you know why they beat the Cleveland Browns? Better coach at home, better system, well-rounded, just a better team. And yeah, you discounted it because subconsciously you've been hammered to believe Cleveland's a winner here, Dane. Cleveland is not a winner. Cleveland is a dumpster fire. They're filled with the most talent on any roster in the NFL. But you know what good talent is if it's not coached? That's what you get last night.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with the Browns. He keeps making the same mistakes, Baker Mayfield, over and over and over and over. And the best thing, and you're right, Dane, we should talk a lot about what makes this 49er team unique. I'll tell you the thing that stuck out to me last night. When you can get pressure on a quarterback rushing four dudes and you can drop everybody back into the secondary, it becomes very difficult for teams, especially guys like Baker Mayfield and company, to be able to get that passing game going. They had four guys rushing last night. That was it, Dane.
Did you hear Richard Sherman mic'd up on the sidelines? He was like, you four go get them. We'll cover everything. And he's absolutely right. I got more on these Niners. They could do it a lot of different ways, Joe, which is going to matter come December and January.
Yeah, I hope people open their eyes up. The 49ers are real.
That's right.
We'll talk more about that coming up here. Make it rain.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
What's up? I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast.
We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jaudi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next-generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo, is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there. You can buy ads and serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcast and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
All right, so who would like to be the next fantasy millionaire? And if you do, then why not use the most accurate projections in fantasy football available? That's right. The Fantasy Pros have gone ahead and independently rated Daily Roto the number one most accurate projection system to start the 2019 fantasy football season. Let the most accurate projections in DFS take you to the next level. Save 10% now with the promo code ACTION, and you can become Daily Roto's eighth daily fantasy millionaire. Just head over to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more. That's dailyroto.com/premium. Your promo code is ACTION. You'll get a 10% discount on the most accurate DFS projection system you can get. And keep in mind that dailyroto.com is where millionaires are made. And last night, if you were backing the San Francisco 49ers, you're on your way to being a millionaire, because it was unbelievable, and it's a great lesson, Dane, I think, for people, for sports bettors, those of you that are just joining us, those of you just getting into sports betting, and hell, even those of you who have been doing this forever. It's amazing the lessons that can be learned. And for many people, what we forgot, because it was a year or so ago during the NFL season, some of those traps and pitfalls to fall into. And I think one of the big things here, Dane, for people to remember moving forward is that the NFL, yeah, it's all about quarterbacks, and we understand that. But, you know, when you're looking for an edge, Dane, in the NFL, okay, the numbers are sharp as they are. But edges aren't as glaring as, I don't know, like one team's going to play with 10 while the other's going to have 11. Like, edges aren't these monster things. An edge is just that. It gives you, or one team, a little bit of an advantage, a little bit of an edge. Not huge, but a little bit. And when you add all those little edges up, you have an opportunity to be able to make a smart decision. There's nothing guaranteed it's going to work out for you, but it gives you a better chance of being successful when you can find those edges and they all point to one thing. And I think two areas that people do not spend enough time focusing on, which they should, is coaching. In the NFL, matters more than any other sport. It ain't baseball. Like, I love Aaron Boone, but, you know, he's got absolutely nothing to do with the success of the Yankees, all right? Whether they win the World Series or not is not on Aaron Boone. But there are going to be matchups in the NFL where you're going to pit a guy like Freddie Kitchens, unproven, new, up against a guy like Kyle Shanahan. And I don't know anybody this morning that would argue, Dane, that Kyle Shanahan's not a better coach, a more proven commodity to their football team as a head coach than he is. And, oh, yeah. Freddie Kitchens, by the way, is not alone. Freddie Kitchens in a couple of weeks is going to take on another guy, unproven. And that guy's name is Cliff Kingsbury. So you have to take coaching into consideration with the matchup. And you really should start looking into refs, because Jerome Boger yesterday is known as Mr. Home Ref in the NFL. So guys that bat, you know, Jerome, when he is, when Jerome Boger is the ref in a game, the home team more than just over 55% of the time ends up covering and winning, Dane. So it, again, not a monster. It's not a 90%, but it is just enough of the edge that when you put them all together, man, it should be able to give you the opportunity to make a smarter decision. Not that it's a foregone conclusion, but edges, they do matter. Coaching, refs, all those little things matter when trying to pick the winner.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, Joe. And you're talking about it kind of in this matchup against Cleveland and what San Francisco is. I'm going to go even further, Joe, and take it one step further back. It's not only coaching. This team has a vision, Joe. This team has a plan, okay? And I knew that with San Francisco, the moment they decided to hire Shanahan along with their new GM, John Lynch, and give them both synchronized five-year contracts. We see so many teams in the NFL where, oh, maybe the coach and the GM aren't on the same page. We talk about teams that don't have an identity. That is not the case for the San Francisco 49ers. They had a plan, and they are building it to fruition, Joe. Let me tell you something. This San Francisco 49er team, at least their offense, Joe, it looks a lot like the good Atlanta Falcons offenses of about 4 years ago, okay?
Yep.
Literally between everything from Tevin Coleman actually being a member of the team to the idea that they can run and gash you. A lot of people thought that that Falcons team was, oh, Matt Ryan, Julio Jones. They were running the ball left and right. Mm-hmm. That's when Devontae Freeman looked so great that he got a contract that now looks silly, okay? And his play calling is there. And you know what else is according to plan for this San Francisco offense? It didn't come into fruition huge last night. But they go get a guy like Deebo Samuel, who's able to do so many different kinds of things. They draft a kid, Jalen Hurd, as well. You know, Jalen Hurd was a running back and a receiver in college. You know, they have now three running backs by committee that are all good. And by the way, Joe, me and Paul Bovey both hit all three running back over prop bets. We liked all three of them, and all three of them hit last night, okay? They have one of the only teams in the NFL that has like a reliable weapon at tight end in George Kittle. They just have so many ways they can beat you, and like the good teams, like an Andy Reid, like a Bill Belichick, Kyle Shanahan will figure out which approach to use to gash you, and he's going to be able to do it. They are building something in San Francisco, Lynch and Shanahan together in lockstep, and that is rare in the NFL. Not only do they have a vision, they have a plan, and they have the fortitude to stick with it, Joe.
That's a great point, man. It starts even higher than a coach. You have to look at ownership. You have to look at general managers. You have to look down the, you know, you go down the list here, guys, because it all affects what this team is. The like the Jets and Adam Gase, and now you've got the Washington Redskins.
You know, whoever,
even Miami now. You have to keep an eye on Miami. Maybe not for this year, but even still. If you're going to look at Miami Dolphin games this year or this week, you got to take into consideration that, yeah, they've hit the reset button, but you know what? What have you seen from this coach, this coaching staff thus far? You know, are the players reacting? Are they playing for him? Cincinnati, we talked about. There's a lot of new blood here, so it's not necessarily where you're going to get a Freddie Kitchens and a Sean Taylor battle, although you'll get that twice this year. But you have to decide at that point, you know, which coach do you trust better to game plan? Because first half, Danes, and this was my big play last night, was I laid the 3 points with San Francisco in the first half. And the reason is I have the better coach who had an extra week to prepare for this new coach. So at the very least, because anything can go on, obviously, full game, somebody gets hurt, so on and so forth. But at least I'm confident enough knowing that this coach and this team will go into the game with a better plan, because the second half is all about adjustments. Some coaches are better than others when it comes to second half adjustments. You know, then you can make another bet. You know, there's nothing saying it just has to be a you know, I got to do the full game bet and I got to do. No, you don't. There's a lot of different ways to skin the cat. Don't just get sucked up into the traditional, I'm either laying the points full game or I'm not, and that's it, Dane. There's other ways to go about it and be able to give you an edge and profit.
Yeah, and you notice how there's really no stars on this team either, Joe?
Zero.
You know what I mean? Like, they can – I'm impressed that they could just do it in so many different ways. That's really what it comes down to for me. You know, we were talking about, Joe, some of these teams that when they get forced out of their – what they want to do in their game script, when you talk about, like, Baltimore playing from behind, or when a quarterback like Matt Ryan or Phillip Rivers is putting the ball up 45 times, or Stafford, how that's not actually how they want to do it. Well, right. I believe that this 49ers team, you know, they clearly can run the ball. Okay, they can clearly run the ball, but they have the ability with Jimmy G and a multitude of kind of like Swiss Army knife guys, they can be a chameleon, different kind of ways to play. And let me tell you something, that front four, that running game, that will travel in January if they have to go to Green Bay, if they have to go to Philadelphia, it won't matter, okay? And I truly believe they are, in fact, building something. You talked about the first-round talent on the defense. Listen, having Richard Sherman in the back, being able to be a kind of anchor of that defense in the secondary. And don't forget, they signed Kwon Alexander away from Tampa Bay at the linebacker position. And, you know, and Nick Bosa certainly looked like he was worth that number two overall pick. You know, and this is the thing, Joe. They get a D lineman. The year before that, they get McGlinchey, an O-lineman. You don't see this team going to get sexy, fun pieces. Look at their wideouts, guys. It's like second-round picks. It's guys who can play a role. It's guys like Deebo Samuel, Dante Pettis. Goodwin plays the role to stretch the field. He had some balls. Look at this running back by committee. Okay, Breida and Coleman look very much like Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman did in Atlanta.
Yep,
it looks very, very similar, okay? And so they're cooking with some gas, and you're right. They're under-respected, East Coast bias. And like we even said yesterday, Joe, when you think NFC West now, you think Rams, you think Seahawks, and those two teams may be there, but don't sleep on these Niners.
Perception versus reality. Don't discount the fact that your eyeballs can tell you, and those of you that had an opportunity to watch San Francisco, even in those first three games, were there mistakes? Absolutely. But you've got a veteran quarterback coming off of a devastating leg injury last year. All of this was going to take a little time to put together, but you could tell they're a well-coached team. They may not execute all the time. There were moments in that first half of that game where I'm scratching my head going, what in the hell are the 49ers doing? But that defense showed up, balled out, put Cleveland in a position to be able to make mistakes. They did. They capitalized on it. And, oh, yeah, talk about second half adjustments. Did you see what San Francisco did with the opening drive in the second half? Yeah. Drove right down the field. Eight-minute drive. Finds George Kittle in the back in the end zone. Touchdown, guys. And Cleveland had no answers from that point on. Coaching matters in the NFL, guys. It really does.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the news feed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's interesting, too, what is next for both of these teams last night, both Cleveland and the 49ers. 49ers now 4-0 in the lead in the NFC West, which has all of a sudden become a crazy division. And it looks like the Cleveland Browns, they're still going to have to deal with the NFC West. They go home this week to take on the Seahawks, and that's who their next game is. Not going to be an easy game. And like we've been talking about here, guys, got to take everything into consideration, including, you know, Pete Carroll going up against Freddie Kitchens. Oh, yeah, by the way, Pete Carroll has been off now. They played what? Thursday night?
Yeah, so they get the mini-bye.
Now he's got a mini, but so now they're even more rested, more time to prepare an extra game. This again now on the road, Seattle's got to go in there with what is an MVP quarterback, I think. Well, quietly, guys, this all of a sudden, the season for the Cleveland Browns, it's coming to a crossroad here. Now, the good news is they're in a division where it's just them and Baltimore at this point. That's it. So Baltimore is really the team they've got to worry about. They get to play them again. They do have Miami. They do have Cincinnati a couple of times. So they do have a much easier schedule coming up. But before they can get to that, they've got to go Seattle at home on extra rest, and then you've got New England, and, you know, all of a sudden you could be 2-5, and you and I both know the biggest fear about this team was if they bought into the hype, what happens when they only won two out of the first seven games, Dane? What does that locker room, how many times do you think, Dane, and you followed them up there all these years, how long before Odell Beckham Jr. won't tolerate two passes anymore in a game? Two passes for what, 27 yards? How was that? How long before he goes, yeah, I'm done? Already you watched him last night. He fumbled off a punt because he just had to. Because he was itchy. Because he had to do. Here you go again. How long before he starts asking, can I go back to New York?
Well, it's a very interesting question. I have a clarification, Joe. Is he still able to run the ball twice a game and throw the ball once a game, Joe? Because that's still nice for your ego. You know what I mean, Joe? Whether it helps, I'm dead serious.
You're right.
Joe.
You're absolutely right.
Whether it helps the Cleveland Browns or not is immaterial, Joe. Mm-hmm. Because if they can still, you know, have some plays in the playbook where he's throwing the ball to his best friend Jarvis Landry, where he's running the ball, and if they're like, oh my goodness, if we really need a play, we'll put Odell back up to return kicks also, then that makes his ego just fine, Joe. But you're absolutely right. We have been saying the problem with this team is what happens when they start 2-5. We literally said that exact thing in mid-August, Joe, and we said it in response. I remember the damn day. It was when Freddie Kitchens came out and talked about leakers on the Cleveland Browns and how he would fire people if they talk too much, okay? Right. That's the approach he was leading with when this team had all the expectations, right? When Baker Mayfield was talking about his teammate Duke Johnson and his contract, you know, when his when Baker Mayfield was talking about Daniel Jones, of all people still, right? Yep. That's the way this team looks at stuff. Odell Beckham worrying about his watch. Odell Beckham worrying about the Giants, okay? They have to start worrying about themselves. They have to look themselves in the mirror. They have to self-scout themselves, whether it's the offensive line, whether it's Baker always rolling out, whether it's getting their secondary healthy, whether it's feeding Nick Chubb, who is probably their best offensive weapon. That's what they need to do and not worry about the noise outside, worry about inside. They need to take a page out of, you know, Bill Belichick and be like, it's on to Seattle.
Yep. Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because not just Cleveland at a crossroads, the 49ers are going to be at a bit of a crossroads this week, too, because they travel to L.A. to take on the Rams. And this is going to be another test for this team going up against a Rams team that has lost two in a row now, has got some issues on both sides of the ball. But essentially, guys, if the 49ers want to be taken seriously, if they really think they have made that next step, they've got to go into L.A. and they got to beat the Rams. Like, this is a game that all the things are pointing well for you guys. You've had some, you know, you've had some turnovers bouncing your way, but you've created opportunities. You can run the ball. And my fear, if I'm a Rams backer right now, Dane, is the Rams can't stop the run. And you're going up against a team that has a damn fullback, still has a fullback, and I think is one of the only teams left, while everyone else has, gone a little slimmer, it's gone a little, well, they have a fullback, and they run it right down your throat, and there's really no secret to what they're doing, is it, Dane? It's we're going to punch you in the face, we're going to be creative, we're going to, you know, some of that play calling in the first half with the reverses and ends around, that is vintage Shanahan, giving guys an opportunity to be successful. And, oh, yeah, throwing the defense for a complete loop, guys, a total loop. They didn't know what to do at that point.
Joe, they ran the ball 40 times. Exactly. And they averaged over 6 yards a run. I mean, you know what, Joe? This also happened on Sunday Night Football. The Indianapolis Colts, you know, were like, let's keep Patty Mahomes off the field. Let's run the ball. And that offensive line, Collinsworth was all over Costanzo and Nelson, and they punched you in the mouth, and they were praising Marlon Mack and Jordan Wilkins. If you know that you can dominate in the run game, Joe, and like, you know, offensive linemen like to run block better than pass block. We've said the same thing about teams like, oh, I don't know, Baltimore. We said the same thing about teams last year like Dallas and Seattle. This is the answer to the way the NFL is going with the spread offenses, the air raids, and the passing. This is the counterbalance to it, okay? Yep. There are going to be some teams that do this really, really well, and they are going to be left standing in January taking on the best of the high-flying teams. And then, Joe, what we say? Style makes fight. And the San Francisco 49ers are opting to go this other style, and I, you know, it's going to work just fine for them because this travels in January, Joe. They ran the ball 40 times in a league where most teams are trying to figure out how to throw it 45 times. And Shanahan is a great play caller. No one has ever doubted that.
It's interesting, too, because it's nothing new, guys. This is what the NFL used to be. I mean, this is what the NFL ran. And as it turns out, this new style of run and gun is great. The problem is, in order to be able to give yourself, and this is what it appears to me, in order to be able to give yourself the pieces necessary to run that style of offense, you end up shortchanging yourself being able to afford some of the other things that matter the most in the NFL game, pieces on defense. You got to get a little smaller, a little faster on defense. Well, that gives guys like, you know, the offensive line of the Colts and the offensive line of San Francisco, who, by the way, this was another big thing I kept hearing yesterday. Well, you know, Joe Staley's out, right? The legendary offense. Well, Joe Staley. Yeah, but okay, Joe Staley's been out for 3 weeks. They've still run the ball with his replacement who, by the way, he has been coaching since he went down. He's been working with this kid. And yeah, they've done a pretty good job. Why in the world would I worry about getting Jimmy Garoppolo hit when they're averaging 7 yards a run and 200 yards a game, Dane? So what? So it does, he doesn't need the block for
Miles Garrett can't get a sack on a running play. You know, it just doesn't happen.
Exactly.
And look, I just went back, Joe, and look at this. The Indianapolis Colts on Sunday night, Joe, they ran the ball 45 times and one time of possession, 37-22.
Yep.
Okay. Last night, the San Francisco 49ers ran the ball 40 times and one time of possession, 37-22. What do you know? Okay, and this is what we're talking about, where the head coach has a scheme and Frank Wright, and we like him as a mind and a play caller.
Another good call.
It ain't just, you know, it ain't just what Andrew Luck throwing the ball and stuff. You know, I talked about like Matt Ryan, Phillip Rivers, Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff throwing the ball like 45 times.
Yep.
You know, Joe, Kirk Cousins in a great passing game threw it like completed 22, but only 5 incompletions. Russell Wilson on Thursday, who looked so amazing, only completed 20 some odd balls, only completed 17 balls, but only had 6 incompletions. It's that efficient passing game. And we saw the same thing with Jacoby Brissett on Sunday. We see the same thing with Jimmy Garoppolo last night. It's being able to be effective with all of these ways. The volume passing is actually a sign of ineffectiveness. It'll look great for your fantasy team, right? But a lot of times what's good for your fantasy team is not good for your real life NFL team. And this is another example.
Yeah, no, it's it really doesn't make a damn bit of difference, because if you can't, all these high powered offenses, if you're not on the field, you can't score. And maybe, again, the most impressive part is not the fact that they can run the ball. They've always been able to run the ball. But what that defense can do with just four guys, linemen, and be able to put on that kind of pressure. I'm sorry, guys. Bosa is the real deal, guys. This is there's a reason why they got him. They went number one with him. That he is the real deal. And you go with Buckner and you start going down that line.
Yeah.
They've got great linebackers. They've got a secondary now that, you know what, can worry about just hanging out in this. Good luck trying to complete a pass when they're dropping six, seven guys in the back. Yeah. It's like, and they're getting to your guy. Like, they're getting to the quarterbacks. And it wasn't just last night, guys. They have done this now 4 games straight. The plan, and to your point, the scheme,
the plan,
the identity is exactly the same for 4 weeks in a row. And, you know, at some point, and the Rams, I think, are going to be, they're going to be a great test for these 49ers. Can they go on the road? A team that is, listen, you're going up against Sean McVay here. So the out coaching situation may not come into play as much. I think you're going to have 2 offensive guys trying to outwit one another. I think it's going to be a great game. You got Wade Phillips. You've got, you know, you got 2 good defenses. They've had some time to work on it. I think this is going to be a brawl. Would you be surprised if the NFC West had 3 teams with 10 wins? Because I sure as hell wouldn't.
I wouldn't. You know, because I actually think Philly will pull ahead in the East, and I think Dallas is going to wind up being a 9 kind of win team, okay? In the South, we know, like, who do we trust? Okay, is Drew Brees coming back? Fine. But, like, do we trust these other teams? Maybe the North will have multiple contenders, depending on if the Bears can round into form and if Minnesota can get it going. But, no, I think that's possible. And, Joe, real quick, I know we only got 30 seconds, but I'm looking at this San Francisco defense, and we're not joking. Okay, Nick Bosa, number 2 overall. Solomon Thomas, number 3 overall. DeForest Buckner, like 8 overall. They go and get D Ford on the other edge. You know, I mean, they decided to stack up in the trenches, and they decided to spend their 2nd and 3rd round picks on skill players. Matt Breida, no one gave a damn about. Raheem Mostert was an afterthought. They're investing their draft capital where they needed to and knew how to get the other cherries on top. And by the way, people didn't talk about this. Le'Veon Bell got huge money in the offseason. Tevin Coleman did not.
Yes, Kevin that's
Coleman
correct.
Didn't get a huge money deal, okay? So we've said it before. John Lynch and Shanahan have a plan. They had synchronized five-year deals, so they knew, unlike Wilkes in Arizona, unlike pressure for Gaze or for, you know, Flores, they knew they'd have a chance to actualize the plan, and it's starting to come into focus.
Yeah, and I don't want to say, you know, I will say this about the Browns. There is some positive things to come out, and, yeah, your former number one, Myles Garrett, that could be defensive player of the year, guys. He is a beast. A beast, when I tell you. So, not all bad in Cleveland. Just mostly bad at this point. More Make It Rain coming up.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change, like...
So this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
So I don't know what the it's amazing here. The NBA seems to be affecting the NFL from a collusion standpoint, but you know, this nugget was dropped yesterday regarding the now vacant head coaching availability of the Washington Redskins. And while, Bill Callahan is taking over as the interim head coach, and by the way, they've come out and said, yeah, no, Haskins is not starting this week. They'll take it slow and week by week. Well, so what does that tell you about what the organization thinks about Dwayne Haskins, that he won't be starting this weekend? I think that tells you everything you need to know. And maybe, and I'd said this yesterday, Dane, maybe, just maybe, Gruden is correct here and they don't want to hear it because that means they were wrong. But I could not believe I had heard that Mike Tomlin is who Daniel Snyder wants to go after. It was leaked, you know,
that's
sources say. What sources outside of
Booger.
Daniel Snyder? Exactly.
Booger's the source.
You mean who in the sources say it's only coming from one source, and that's Daniel Snyder. So they've already put it out there that he wants at the top of his wish list Mike Tomlin, Todd Bowles, or Eric Bieniemy there, the Chiefs offensive coordinator. So all three guys currently employed, already it's being dropped, it's being leaked that, yeah, that's who Daniel Snyder was. Isn't that collusion? Isn't that the whole LeBron James thing?
Isn't it?
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's intriguing to me, you know? And what we need to do, Joe, is we need to ask Alex Fasano, our update guy, who you know is a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. We need to see how he feels about Mike Tomlin already being thrown out there on a number of levels. Not, you know, because this means that they think he's going to be available also, these same sources. So I find that very, very interesting. Joe, we only got a second. I want to let everybody know they could also vote on a poll that we have. And the poll is, would you let your kid play football? Like we were talking about yesterday. And it's a close one, Joe. It's a close one right now. 38% of the kids say, yep, it's the kid's choice. 42% say no. And then you got 20 right in the middle. Like, yeah, I guess I'd let him, but I'd be worried as hell.
Has a lot of ways to dissect that, including age. How old are we talking?
About above high school level, but yeah.
So if we're talking high school, JV, and then varsity, yeah, it's going to start way before that. before that.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.